overworking a joint can make it feel worse, but exercise is probably very good for patients. How do you balance out that whole question of how much to exercise and how much to rest? When's it a good idea to chill and when's it a good idea to push on?
Yeah, this comes up all the time, and I think it's very important. You know, back in the day, we used to tell patients who had very active rheumatoid arthritis to really rest a lot, and it turns out that that might not have been the best advice. Generally, if you have a joint that's highly inflamed, it's best not to really stress that joint, but moving through a normal, gentle range of motion can be very helpful to get that joint under better control. So what I tell my patients is that I really want them to be as active as they can be, but without really hurting their joints. Some amount of low-level activity every day is very important to keep the joints supple and healthy and moving as well as they can be.
So what other lifestyle modifications should patients do to help their joint disease?
So we talked about exercise. The other thing that I think is really important is really getting enough sleep. You know, resting adequate each day is very important to maintaining your energy and also managing your pain. Keeping your weight in a healthy range is really important. You don't want to have too much weight on a joint that may be affected. You know, stress management is also really important because patients will say that when they have unusual stressors, that their joint pain gets worse. So all these kinds of lifestyle modifications we recommend for all of our patients.
If a patient of yours is smoking, you want them to stop smoking for their general health. What do you tell them are the consequences of smoking on their rheumatoid arthritis?
Well, as you mentioned, there's a lot of good reasons to stop smoking. But smoking actually is a risk factor for the development of rheumatoid arthritis. So I tell my patients that, is that your smoking may have contributed to you getting rheumatoid arthritis. The other thing that we know is that patients with rheumatoid arthritis that smoke tend to not respond as well to medications while they're smoking, and we definitely advise them to stop for that reason.